We begin the hour here at 8:07 by welcoming in Terry Burchill, joining us for our monthly update with the foundation here at North Platte Public School Foundation. Terry, how's Nebraska Land Days treating you?
Really good. You know, actually it brings back a lot of alumni during Nebraska Land Days. You get to see a lot of people that graduated and people I didn't realize graduated from North Platte. Isn't that sad?
Or get a reminder sometimes that, oh, yeah, you are from here.
Right? Yeah, so it's great to see so many people back in the community and coming to visit. I think the hotels might be a little happy about this last couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's great. It's great. So the summer months, what's that like at the foundation? Kind of a little different, I can imagine, with no school in session, but still busy, I would imagine, nonetheless.
It is. Yes, I get that question quite a bit. What do I do in the summertime? with the foundation kind of switching things up and bringing the backyard barbecue to August 27th, which will be against Aurora Huskies for the football game. We'll be doing the barbecue out in the parking lot. You know, class of 92 always represents, so hopefully some more classes will sign up for that as well. We'll have registration on the website soon, but we're going to be doing a whole back-to-school backyard bash type of activities all week of the week of August 23rd. So bringing the dine out to donate and doing some competitions amongst the schools. So all sorts of fun to be looking out for in August.
A lot of fun coming up and a lot of things that I'm sure that you're working on. These events that we're talking about are things that take weeks and months of preparation.
They do, and we're very grateful for our sponsors that step up and help us with that. We're also going to be recognizing our distinguished alumni at Education After Hours, after halftime, at another venue. And we've got three more that we'll be announcing in the next week for our Distinguished Alumni Class of 2021. So recognizing 2020 and 2021.
Awesome. And then, obviously, we're talking a little bit about people coming back to the community. A lot of people are going to be coming back for some reunions here throughout the summer months.
There are. You know, last year kind of put a little damper on reunions.
Gosh darn it.
I know. So, like the class of 80 and 81, they are going together and having a big weekend. I believe that's July 23rd, 24th.
Awesome.
So, a lot of them are inviting the other classes to join in, which I love to see.
Yeah.
So July and August are full. And if you don't know about that, you know, a lot of them share out on Facebook, and not everybody has Facebook. So if you have any questions, feel free to call the foundation or check out our website at mppsf.org. We try to keep all of that updated. And if you're planning a reunion for next year, let us know, because we are going to be hosting a golf tournament next year that we're hoping a lot of alumni will come back for. So we'll have details on that, too.
Details on that coming here in the near future, and obviously welcome all the alumnus back here to the community. Going to be great to have them joining us again.
It is. It is. You know, and I've prompted them to maybe think about starting either a class scholarship. We have several classes that have started a scholarship for those MPHS students that want to continue on to further their education or get a skill and trade at a community college, and also for dual credit for those students that want to take dual credit their junior and senior year. We're finding that that's a need and kind of one of those things that students maybe they would take advantage of if they had some funding for that, because you can't get FAFSA yet.
Okay.
So to pay for that college. And so we're looking for some resources there to help students be able to get some of those credits. You know, many of the students that graduated this last year ended up with 12 credit hours. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, almost that first semester done.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They're almost second semester freshmen then by the time they graduate high school.
They are, almost sophomores even.
That's
so
awesome.
And they've had some real outgoing, actually almost been just a few credits shy of getting their associate's degree finished by the time they graduate.
Wow.
So if you're really an overachiever and want to go for that goal, and a lot of the Mid Plains Community College is really good at doing articulation agreements with like Fort Hays State and with the University of Nebraska, so that those credits transfer in for those classes into those institutions, higher ed institutions, which is great for the students. So it's a cool thing.
Yeah, so it's very unique too.
It is. It is. So the foundation started a dual credit scholarship that people can contribute to. They can go online and make a contribution to that. Or if a class wants to start that. And then we're also starting the Bulldog 100. So I'm looking for monthly donors who just want to contribute to the programs that the foundation offers to the students at North Platte Public School District. And they can set up a monthly donation, whether that's $5 a month or $100 a month. Whatever
all makes a difference.
It does. It very much so.
And Terry, want to remind folks, too, to remember the foundation and their estate planning, too, if they're looking to get that knocked out in the near future.
Yes, we have been very grateful for, most recently, Mrs. Dismukes. She was a music teacher in the system at the school district for quite some time, and we're able to, one of her missions was to make sure that any student who wanted to play a musical instrument had the ability to do that. So she purchased a bunch of instruments herself.
Wow.
Throughout her career. And so she left the foundation some dollars to be able to do that, to continue that going forward. So
that's awesome.
Working with the music teachers to make sure that they have instruments to offer students.
Terry, anything else you'd like to add this morning about the foundation?
No, just, you know, go Bulldogs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Nebraska Land Day is well underway. You're going to be heading to the pickleball tournament here in just a few moments down the road.
Yes, because, you know, one of our alumni, who happens to maybe be my husband, Mayor Keller, will be playing today. So there's actually a lot of alumni that are going to be out there.
That's good to see. Always welcome the alumni back, especially during the Nebraska Land Days Festival. And Mayor Keller is an alumnus yourself. Have you been pickleball preparing?
We have been practicing.
Okay.
Over the past, I suppose, couple months. I have a long, long ways to go before I would be considered any good at it, though.
But you're still playing in the celebrity tournament this morning, nonetheless. Do you remember who your partner is?
It's changed a couple times, so I'm not sure exactly who the partner is going to be as of this moment. But the first match is against our former mayor, Dwight Livingston. So, and then we're going to switch partners, I think, and then we're going to be on the same team and play the other two folks. So it should be a lot of fun, and there's a couple council people and some other people that are well-known in the community that are just playing for the fun of it. I think it's going to be a great day.
And, Terry, are you going to be there casting bets? Who are you putting money on here?
Well, you know, I have to go with my husband. So.
That wasn't the marriage vows, I suppose, huh?
I think so. But no, Bart Baldridge has done a great job getting that going and getting that arranged for the community. I think it's a great thing to bring to the community.
Yeah, and what a blessing it is to have her here in the community. Great individual that knows the sport of pickleball probably better than anybody else I've ever met or will ever meet.
Well, yeah, she even brought in the,
representative? He'll be doing a little pickleball playing with former Mayor Livingston, I believe.
I think so. I think I may be being set up here. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that Mayor Livingston's reach is easily a foot more than mine.
His wingspan is big.
Yes,
and he's
exactly.
An avid pickleball player himself, too.
He is. So it should be exciting. It's going to be an exciting day, and we have brand new pickleball courts. They've been getting a good workout the past couple weeks, but they're brand new. They're great. Several people over there have said they're some of the best pickleball courts they've played on, so we hope to expand the number of courts in the coming years.
And your administration, Mayor Kelleher, has been very supportive of pickleball here in the community, and that kind of went back to the previous administration, too, Mayor Livingston, and you kind of picked the ball up and went running with the support, and the council's been the same way.
Yeah, we're all supportive of anything that's going to bring people to town, and we anticipate this pickleball tournament is kind of a fun thing this morning, but the serious pickleball people get going later in the day, tomorrow, and the following day. And I understand I'm not sure what the number of teams is, but I understand it's a pretty good-sized number of teams. Some friend of ours indicated that her brother is coming in to play in this pickleball tournament. I think he lives in Hastings or Grand Island. So we're drawing people from all over the region to come to this tournament. It's very exciting.
And Terry, not only are we drawing people, this is good exercise for members of the community or people that might be passing on through I-80 or Highway 30.
It is. You know, the city even brought some bleachers down so people have a place to watch, obviously on the sidelines so that you won't get hit by the ball. They put up a little fence even. So it's really exciting to see all of that. Wellness is needed for everyone.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was a little leery of practicing with Brandon, but we've made it, and it's actually pretty fun.
Did you enjoy it, Terry?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I did.
I have to get you out on the court sometime then.
I know. I know.
She's been out there a couple times already. We actually started practicing in the street in front of our house. I think we were great entertainment for the neighbors that wondered what in the world we were doing.
Yeah. I was afraid I wouldn't even hit. It's a wiffle ball.
Sure.
You know, and so I'd played tennis before, so it maybe went way down the street, maybe a little too far. So,
Terry, we appreciate you taking some time for us to talk about the foundation. Mayor Kelleher, thanks for previewing the pickleball tournament this morning. Good luck to both of you, and thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after a quick break.